由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Thank you once again for tuning in.
欢迎你再次收听天路导向。
It has been said that the most treasured words uttered by anyone are the words uttered on the deathbed.
通常我们会讲人之将死，其言也善。
In my last four messages, I have been talking about the seven statements that Jesus uttered from the cross.
在我前面的四次信息之中，一直都是讲紧耶稣基督的十架七言。
The seven sayings from the cross of Christ have been cherished by believers for 2,000 years.
在两千几年以来，主耶稣基督的十架七言一直被信徒视为如珠如宝。
The first of these statements was made at about 9 in the morning.
耶稣基督的十架七言其中的第一句说话是大概在朝早九点钟所有所讲的事。
Jesus interceded on behalf of the people who nailed him on the cross.
耶稣为那些钉他上十字架的人代求。
He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
他说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Then the next statement from the cross was a word of assurance to a repentant sinner.
之后，第二句所讲的说话，就是为那个悔改了罪犯所讲的确据。
Jesus said to him, Today you shall be with me in paradise.
耶稣同他讲话，今日你就要同我喺乐园里面。
Then, toward the noon hour, undistracted by his own pain, Jesus made a provision for his own mother.
然后接近中午嘅时间，耶稣唔顾自己嘅疼痛，佢特意为佢嘅妈妈做咗安排。
And then, when the brightness of high noon became blacker than midnight, Jesus uttered a cry of mystery.
在中午十二点到下午三点，天空从正午耀眼咁光亮，突然间变成好似夜晚十二点咁黑暗。当时主耶稣发出一个好似好神秘嘅呼求
：Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani。
佢话：以利以利，拉马撒巴各大尼。
Or my God, my God, why have you forsaken me？
就系话我嘅神啊，我嘅神啊，点解你要离弃我
？Today we come to the fifth of the seven statements。
今日我哋嘅节目系今次十架七言讲道系列嘅第五次节目，我哋将要讲到十架七言嘅第五句。
John, who was there in person, recorded these words.
耶稣的门徒约翰当时就在现场，他将耶稣所讲的这些说话记低了下来。
And if you have your Bibles, please turn to John chapter 19, verses 28 and 29.
如果你有圣经的话，请你翻开约翰福音书第十九章第二十八和二十九节。
Let's read them together.
请与我一起去读。这一件事以后，耶稣知道各样的事都已经成就了。他为了使圣经上面的话应验，于是他就说，我口渴了。有一个器皿盛满了醋放在那里，那些人就拿海涌去沾满了醋，绑在牛虱草上面送到耶稣的口中。
This cry of thirst from the cross is not the cry of provision for others.
耶稣在十字架上面发出口渴的呼求，不是为了其他人的需要而发出的。
But rather a cry of agony that self-consciously came to the lips of the Lord.
其实是由主耶稣的口中自觉地发出的痛苦的呼喊。
First, it was a cry of physical suffering.
首先，这样是耶稣的身体遭受痛楚而发出的呼求。
As you can imagine, the tension and apprehension heightened the sense of thirst.
你可以想象得到，紧张、忧伤，加上耶稣被鞭打和被钉的失血，加剧了耶稣干渴的感觉。
It was the tension of the upper room.
在最后晚餐的时候，已经出现了这一种紧张的局面。
It was the tension of Gethsemane when our Lord prayed with such intensity.
在客西马尼园里面，主耶稣就已经迫切地去祈祷。
His sweat was like drops of blood, which caused intense dehydration.
在圣经记载，他的汗珠大如血点，滴在地上面。这一样东西可能就是加剧了他身体的脱水。
Then there was the tension of the arrest and the trip from Gethsemane to the judgment hall of Caiaphas.
然后耶稣被捕，然后耶稣从客西马尼园被带到去大祭司该亚法的审判庭。耶稣在当中都处在紧张的压力之下。
There, the three stages of Jewish trial took place.
之后，主耶稣就经历了犹太人的三级的审判。
First with Annas, then Caiaphas, then the whole Sanhedrin.
首先他被亚拿审判，然后被该亚法审判，最后被整个犹太的公会审判。
Then he was taken across the city to Jerusalem.
然后耶稣就被带着横跨整个耶路撒冷城。
And from there to the fortress of Antonia.
然后从那里去到安东尼堡那里。
And then to a fourth interrogation by Pilate.
在安东尼堡里面，耶稣接受了比拉多第四次的审判。
Then he was dragged across the city again to the judgment hall of Herod for the fifth interrogation.
然后耶稣又再次被人去带跨越这个耶路撒冷城，被押到希律王的审判庭前面，接受第五次的审讯。
And finally, he was taken back to Pilate for the sixth time in the early hours of the morning.
最终在朝早的六点钟，耶稣又被带到去比拉多面前受审第六次。
There he was interrogated and mocked.
在当中，耶稣受到嘲笑和受到审问。
Nowhere in these records do we read that the Lord Jesus was ever given any relief for his physical needs.
在这一些记录当中，我们可以假设主耶稣基督的身体并没有得到任何喘息的机会。
On the contrary, historically we know that the treatment of people on these occasions was brutal.
而根据历史的记录，我们知道犯人会遭受残忍的对待。
Jesus was probably dragged with brutality from place to place, thirsty.
我们可以假设耶稣基督有可能是在一个地方残暴地是被人拖到去另一个地方，身体是非常之口渴。
Then there was the flogging.
然后耶稣又被人鞭打39下。
Many men have died from the cruelty of such flogging.
很多人受不了这一种残酷的鞭刑而被鞭死。
Jesus was weakened so much that he could not carry the cross up the hill to the crucifixion.
当时耶稣的身体因为被鞭打和受伤害，所以非常虚弱，以致他无力将十字架背到去行刑的各各他山上面。
After the flogging, there was the laceration and the loss of blood that followed it.
当耶稣受过鞭伤之后，耶稣的伤口被撕裂，不停地流血。
Then there was the suspension on the cross for 6 hours.
然后耶稣又被悬挂在十字架上面，由朝早九点到下午三点，一共六个钟头。
No wonder his soul anguished with the cry of physical thirst.
难怪耶稣在身心煎熬之下，大声地呼叫说，我口渴了。
In response, one of the soldiers dipped the sponge in a jar of wine vinegar on the end of a javelin and lifted it up to him.
一个士兵用海涌在醋罐里面沾满了醋，用他的枪尖将这一块海涌举起，送到去耶稣面前。
We don't know whether this was an act of cruelty or an act of kindness.
我们不知道这样的做法是否残酷还是善意的举动。
My listening friend, I want to ask you a question.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，我想问你一条问题。
What does the anguish of the cross say to you and me today?
今日耶稣基督在十字架上面所受的极大痛苦，对你对我有什么意义呢？
First, it says that Jesus will never, never turn down anyone who comes to him crying for salvation.
首先这件事告诉我们，耶稣永远不会拒绝一个向他寻求救恩的人。
When you see Calvary distilled in the word I thirst,
当你看到在筑路地那个用痛苦来应练成的几个字是我口渴了的时候，
It ought to remind you of what the Apostle Paul said.
他一定会提你使徒保罗讲过的说话。
God who spared not his only son, but delivered him up for us, how will he not with him freely give us all things?
神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍弃了，岂不亦都将万物和他一起白白地赐给我们吗？
It is impossible for the Lord to refuse anyone who would come to him saying, Lord, save me.
任何人向他呼求说，主啊，救我，主都不会拒绝的。
The Lord, having suffered what he suffered on Calvary, would never say no.
各位饱尝各各他里面痛苦的主，绝对不会说不好。
When Jesus said, I thirst, he gives us the assurance that our treaty of peace with God has been signed.
当耶稣说我口渴了，他就是给了一个我们同神和好的保证。
Secondly, the words I thirst ought to be remembered and meditated upon at the time of temptation.
第二，我口渴了，这几个字在我们受试探的时候一定要谨记和默想。
None of us go through this life without the constant, subtle, cleverCraftness of the tempter.
我们人一生当中，没有人不会遇见那个试探者，就是魔鬼。魔鬼会连续不断诡计多端，处心积虑去设下诱惑。
Satan comes to you and me in the moment of loneliness or fatigue and seeks to tempt us.
在你我孤独或者疲累的时候，撒旦会来到我们的面前，试图诱惑我们。
He is always ready for us to give him a door of opportunity or a foothold.
一旦我们给了他一个立足点或者开了一道门给他有机会，他就会乘虚而入。
Then our adversary is there to push us all the way.
而且我们的敌人就会一步一步这样逼近。
How do we meet that temptation?
究竟我们应该怎样去面对试探呢？
The way you and I are to meet this temptation is that at the moment of temptation,
你和我对付试探的方法就是当我们在遭受试探的那一刻。
Be it the grip of greed,
无论是贪欲想掌控你。
Be it the hot anger of hatred,
或者是仇恨所引起的怒火。
Whatever it may be that pulls you in your life,
或者是你人生当中所遇见任何的诱惑的势力。
Stop right then and meditate on the reality that fastened Jesus to the cross and caused him to cry out, I thirst.
请你即刻停下来，仔细思想主耶稣被钉在十字架上面的事实，以及为什么耶稣要大喊我口渴了。
When you do that, you will receive power to overcome.
当你这样做的时候，你就会得着力量胜过试探。
You will receive power to refuse.
你就会得着力量拒绝诱惑。
You will receive the power for victory.
你就会得到战胜的力量。
But then there is a deeper meaning to this cry, I thirst.
但是我口渴了，还有更深层的含义的。
The word of God gives us a fuller meaning to that cry.
神的话语让我们对这一声的呼喊有更完整的理解。
Psalm 42 said,
看下诗篇第42篇怎样说。
As the deer panteth after water, my soul panteth for you, O God.
他说，神啊，我的心切慕你，就好像鹿切慕溪水一样。
My thirst is for the living God.
我的心渴想那位永生的神。
When can I go and meet with him?
我几时先可以朝见神呢？
Remember, my friend, that the preceding cry, the cry of my last message, was the cry of desertion.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你记住，我在前面的呼喊就是上一讲所讲的呼喊，是一种被离弃的呼喊。
My God, why have you forsaken me?
那一句的呼喊是说，我的神，我的神，为什么要离弃我？
With the totality of humanity's sin weighing down heavily upon him.
全人类的罪都集中在耶稣基督一个人的身上。
Jesus had for the first and only time in eternity seen the backside of the Father.
耶稣基督第一次，亦都是仅有的一次，在永恒当中经历到父神掩面不看他。
At that moment on the cross, he had seen the wrath of God.
在十字架的那一刻，他已经看到神的震怒。
And having tasted that, he cried out with the psalmist, I thirst.
领略了这一切之后，他就学诗篇的作者一样，这样大声去疾呼，说我口渴了。
He thirsts for the renewal of fellowship with the Father again.
他渴望能够恢复并且更新和父神合一的关系。
What about you, my listening friend?
各位亲爱的听众朋友，不知道你的情况是怎样呢？
When was the last time you thirsted for God?
你最后一次渴慕神是什么时候呢？
What broken cistern are you looking to satisfy your thirst?
你在这里寻找什么的破漏的水池来满足你的饥渴呢？
In John chapter 4, at Jacob's well in Samaria, Jesus meets a woman.
在约翰福音第四章，耶稣基督在撒玛利亚的雅各井旁边遇见一个妇人。
A woman like all of us who was tempted to get her satisfaction from a broken cistern and counterfeit water.
这个妇人就好像我们所有人一样，试图在一个破漏的水池当中，想吸取虚假的水来满足她的干渴。
And Jesus said to her,
于是耶稣就跟她讲了，
Anyone who drinks of this water shall thirst again.
凡喝这水的，终要再渴。
This woman thought,Her satisfaction came from her religious tradition.
这个妇人以为她可以从她的宗教传统当中得到满足。
This woman thought that her satisfaction came from observing some dead rituals.
这个妇人以为进行一些僵化的宗教礼仪可以让她满足。
This woman thought her satisfaction came from feeding her sensuality.
这个妇人以为放纵自己的情欲可以让她得到满足。
But Jesus said to her,
但是耶稣跟她这样讲，
This kind of water gives you a false sense of satisfaction.
这一种水只能够给你一种虚幻的满足。
Some of you, my listening friends, may be drinking from the fountain of work.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们当中可能有些人沉醉在工作的水池当中。
Thinking that if I can do just a little more, I will be satisfied.
你以为只要再做多一点，我就会满足。
Some of you may be drinking at the fountain of alcohol or drugs.
或者有些人正沉溺在酒瘾或者吸毒这个破漏的水池当中。
Thinking that one more time it will take me from the inner pain that I feel.
幻想着再来多一次就可以将我从内心那种痛苦的感觉中间解脱出来。
Some are drinking from the fountain of infidelity in marriage.
有人正在沉溺在婚爱情的这个破漏的水池当中。
Thinking that this person is going to give me the satisfaction that I'm looking for.
他以为这个人能够让我所寻找的得到满足。
It is written all over these broken systems that whoever drinks from this water will thirst again and again.
所有这些破漏的水池都显示出，无论哪一个来喝这个破漏的水池的水，都必定会再口渴。
But thirsting after God is the only thirst that can truly be satisfied.
只有对神存有渴望，我们才是唯一真正能够得着满足。
And so Jesus thirst for the Father.
而耶稣渴望父神。
Also, this cry was a cry of surrender and submission.
并且这一声的呼喊是交托和降服的呼声。
The scripture clearly teaches that Jesus, the eternal Son of God, is one for whom and through whom all created things came into being.
圣经很清楚告诉我们，永生神的儿子耶稣就是那一位万物因他而造，亦都藉着他的手而被造的。
There were many waters created by God.
神创造了无数的水。
All the waters in the world, all the oceans, all the lakes, and all the rivers.
这个世界上面所有的水，包括海洋、湖泊和江河。
And yet the one who put all the waters together in submission to the Father said, I thirst.
但是那位信服父神，并且是有份参与创造一切的水的主话，我口渴了。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul said,
在哥林多前书第十章，保罗这样说，
In the wilderness, Israel drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
在旷野当中，以色列人所饮用的一切，都是出于那个跟随着他们的灵磐石，而这个灵磐石就是基督。
That same Lord said, I thirst.
亦都是正正是这位主讲话，我口渴了。
This same Lord, who is in the beginning of his ministry, refused to cheapen his spiritual power by turning stone into bread.
亦都是这位主在他的事工一开始的时候，他就拒绝了将石头变成面包，以免贬低他属灵的大能。
That is the same Lord who refused to minimize the suffering of Calvary to slacken his own thirst.
亦都是这一位主拒绝减轻筑路地所带来的痛苦，来纾解他自己的干渴。
This is an act of submission.
这一种就是降服的举动。
My listening friend, listen very carefully as I conclude.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，在我即将要结束的时候，请你特别留心我要讲的话。
There are many ways for us to assert ourselves, to force our own opinions upon others.
我们总是有很多很多的方法来坚持己见，以及将我们的意思强加于其他人的身上。
There are many ways to parade our pride.
我们也都经常会有很多的方法，很多的方式来炫耀自己。
To see that our will be done and is done.
我们很喜欢看到自己的意愿被实现，或者即将被实现。
But when we hear the voice of the Galilean again and again saying,
但是当我们听到这位加利利人，亦都是我们的主耶稣基督的声音，一次又一次这样说，
You can do all that, but for my sake, submit and do it not.
虽然你什么都可以行，但是为了信服我，就请你不要这样做。
Then we are compelled to submit to him.
我们于是不可以不向主降服。
By suffering physically, spiritually, and willingly, the Lord Jesus submitted his own will to the will of the Father.
主耶稣基督为了信服父神的旨意，他情愿放低自己的意愿，甘心承受身体和心灵的痛苦，被人审问、逼迫、鞭打，带上荆冠上到十字架上面。
He was under no constraint to do it at all, but he did it for you.
他完全不是被迫要这样做的，是他心甘情愿为你、为我这样去做的。
John, who recorded these words, I thirst, tells us in Revelation chapter 7.
如果你记得写低了我口渴了这几个字的约翰，他亦都是撰写启示录的作者，他在启示录第七章这样跟我们讲，
That when we are gathered around the Lamb,
当我们聚集在羔羊的周围的时候，
we shall hunger no more.
我们不需要再担心饥渴，
Nor will we thirst.
我们不需要再担心干渴。
In his presence, all thirst will be slackened.
当耶稣基督在我们的面前的时候，所有的干渴都会被解除。
For we shall be forever in the presence of the one who is the water of life.
我们会永远永永远远这样侍立在主耶稣基督的面前，因为主耶稣基督就好像他跟撒玛利亚妇人讲的话，就是说他就是生命的活水。
And my listening friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ today, you can know him.
亲爱的听众朋友，如果你到今日仍然未认识这一位的主耶稣基督的话，今日你就可以认识他。
He loved you to the death.
因为这一位的主耶稣基督爱你，以至于为你而死，而且是死在十字架上面。
And he is inviting you today.
他今天也都要邀请你和他一起去进入他的国度当中，享受他赐给你的圣言。
Will you come to him?
不知你愿不愿意来到主耶稣基督面前，相信他圣威，他的门徒，让他成为你的救主呢？
And then write to us and tell us.
如果你愿意的话，请你将你的生命的见证写一封信发给我们。如果你对基督教的信仰有任何的问题，或者有兴趣向我们发表，亦都欢迎你写信或者电邮给我们。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你同埋你嘅一家，我哋下次节目同样时间再会。